Hello and welcome to our podcast series, Conversations with Kids Peace. I'm Bob Martin. This is the sixth year of our Conversations podcast series, and as is our tradition, we begin the year by sitting down with Kids Peace President and CEO Mike Slack to talk about the year past and the challenges and opportunities he sees in the years to come. Here's our conversation. Mike, welcome again and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bob.
Taking a look at the year past, 2023 was another one of these years that was marked for us here at Kids Peace by issues of workforce tightness amid increasing demand for our services. As you look back on that, what do you think are some of the most impactful steps we took to address those challenges?
Yeah, so it seems like we can't do a podcast or a few minutes with Mike without talking about COVID and workforce related issues, and they obviously tie hand in hand. I think to answer your question, the most meaningful thing we have been doing and we continued to do last year was invest in wages. So we have been doing our most to become and maintain competitiveness with a larger number of fields that are competing for the talent that we need to do to provide our services. So we made a lot of very meaningful investments in wages, and I think that has led to us hiring and being able to hire and retain more individuals, which we certainly did last year, and we hope that will continue. We've also, I think, strategically tried to keep our benefits package very competitive. We've kept the out-of-pocket costs for our associates down so that they can enjoy those benefits and have less cost to them, which at least I hear feedback from our associates is extremely important and one of the things that differentiates Kids Peace in the market. So it's another area that we really worked hard. And in terms of retirement and 403B, we've seen our enrollment in our 403B plan increase over the past year pretty dramatically. I think that's in large part because of our education efforts to our associates and the importance of them planning for their retirement. And so again, another benefit to our associates that we worked hard on last year.
And that goes to the issue of retention as well as recruitment.
Absolutely. They're hand in hand. And you know, you could argue that retention's even more than important than recruitment, but certainly both of them are very, very important.
Now we also saw some program developments in the past year. And as I was looking at those, it seemed to me that in many cases, these were extensions of what we were doing to kind of provide services that I would say are adjacent to what is our core continuum of care,
right?
Sort of filling in the gaps, if you will. Why is that a good strategy, do you think?
Well, I think it's a good strategy in some part because of my answer to the first question you asked, which is it leverages the expertise of our people. That is the greatest resource that Kids Peace has. People might focus on the bricks and mortar and the buildings, but what we really offer to our consumers, to the people that use us, is the expertise of our people. And so by leveraging that, we can more readily expand our services and meet the changing needs that are out there. So so that's probably the biggest reason is we have invested in those people in those locations. So if we can find new augmentation to the way that they deliver care or the type of service we're delivering, we can expand access to care, which as we've talked about over the past year, is another very important goal for our organization, is how do we serve as many people as possible because the need for services has skyrocketed. I think the other aspect to this is the investments in a startup operation are significant. And startups take a lot of time and money. And so we have limited supply of both if we want to continue to help meet this need quickly. So that's the other reason why I think an augmentation, filling in the gaps, as you say, is an important strategy to grow Kids Peace.
It does seem too that there's a natural kind of thing that people who have come to rely on our services feel more comfortable in those extended services because they have a level of confidence in that Kids Peace is going to be providing the right service for what they need.
Yeah, I think that that's true. I mean, a lot of our what I'll call organic growth is occurring because people come to us and say, hey, look, you're doing this really well, but we have a need over here. Help us solve that need. And you're right. That's because they have confidence that we can deliver on that. And so, again, we can work quickly to help create those services and get them to the people that need them quickly.
One of the big advancements that we saw in 2023 for Kids Peace actually goes to a number of the things you just talked about. The Hope Center for Youth and Family Services. It's in Fuquay-Varina, North Carolina, around the Raleigh area. The behavioral health urgent care function of the Hope Center has been open, as we record this, around 7 months or so. Right. What do you think? How's it going?
Well, it's a fantastic service. It's interesting because it kind of shows you the good and bad of our previous question, right? So first of all, tremendous service, very much needed. And we have a really cool kind of model where we're partnering with a payer there to bring that to the market. But it took a long time to get that project off the ground.
We forget, everybody, it's like the birth of the elephant. Everybody wants to, have the little elephant, but it took a long time for that to come along.
It did. And that was because we had to build a new location, right? So we didn't just augment a service from an existing location. We created a new structure, which is fantastic, by the way, state of the art. But that was 5 years in the making. Had its challenges in terms of COVID impacts to supply chain and all the things that went around with construction. But again, the service is great. The team there is coming together. It's a startup. So with any startup, there's bumps in the road. People decide this is a fit or isn't a fit. We're trying to get the market to better understand what we're doing, so the types of people that we can serve come to us. So there certainly have been bumps in the road, as I'll call them. But overall, when you step back and look at what's happening down there, it's really remarkable, and a lot of people are being helped.
Whenever we talk about Hope Center outside of Fuquay-Varina,
right,
the question I always get is, are you going to duplicate this? Are you going to create another one in our area, our community, whatever? Not saying you're going to make any commitments to that effect right now, but what do you think the future of that BHUC, the behavioral health urgent care concept, is?
Yeah, so I think it's a model we really like, and we don't have the data yet. I think one of the things is we want to prove that we should like it, and our partner in this project certainly is in there with us and will help us do that. But I'm confident that it will demonstrate that it's a good, effective delivery system that can help people and prevent them from needing to go back into a crisis and get a service like this. So it's something we want to replicate. I will point out that we haven't fully implemented this model yet. We still have the crisis residential beds that will come online here in the next month or so. And that's a really important augmentation addition to the service, because the BHUC alone is one thing, but having that continuum of care will make it even stronger and even more unique. So stay tuned on that. But we're already looking at how do we extend this. We've had conversations with a number of other payers in North Carolina about replicating this model. We've actually been talking to some players in Pennsylvania about replicating it in Montgomery County. So again, I can't say that those will get off the ground or they'll get off in this year, but we are excited about investigating those opportunities, and I do hope we'll do more of them.
And we have to be patient, obviously. As you say, startups take a lot of time, effort, money, et cetera.
Yep.
You can't get the baby elephant right off the bat.
You can't. I wish you could.
Turning your attention to 2024, looking ahead, what do you think are some of the trends that they're going to face our particular field as well as our organization in the next 12 months?
Yeah, I think the things that we're monitoring and will constantly monitor is staffing. So we touched on that at the beginning. We had nice growth in our FTEs in the past fiscal year, and we want that to happen next year, and we're working hard to ensure that. We've put into the budget for 2024 an additional 100 positions that we'll be hiring, so we're actively working on that, and that will help, again, fuel some of the organic growth that we were talking about earlier. So hiring, retention, that metric is critical for us. We want to, you know, it's a lot of work to find the right person with the right fit to come and accept a job at Kids Peace. We want them to stay. So we're working hard on retention efforts. One of those is our, training of them. So we have realized that the model by which we train people needs to adapt slightly. Things have changed since COVID. The needs of our clients have changed. So we've been investing in different training models like the Sim Lab that we're doing here in Pennsylvania and looking at expanding that outside of Pennsylvania, where we're providing real simulated experiences and allowing people to learn right in the moment. So those are some of the key metrics. The other one that, again, we talked about a lot in the past year is reimbursement. We can't continue to grow. We can't continue to reward our employees if we don't grow our reimbursement. And we have really made great strides, and I want that to continue. It needs to continue because, as we all know, costs aren't going down. Inflation's not going away. So our contracts team, along with our leadership, is working hard to make sure people understand the value that Kids Peace brings and that we get rewarded for that.
And all of these things we've talked about, the retention efforts, the recruitment, the new sort of non-traditional recruitment, the program expansions, I mean, none of it comes without a cost. And I know you've been very vocal about understanding what's happening from a societal perspective. Right. Do you feel that you're having, is that having an impact? Are people in the society understanding this now?
Oh, I think, you know, again, the benefits of COVID was mental health became a talking point, and people understood it better, and they related it more to it because they all experienced it at some level going through the shutdowns. So we took full advantage of that and we leaned into it. And I think the audience is there. People understand it, and people have recognized us in that regard through increased reimbursements. That being said, we were so far behind that we have a lot of catch up to do, and that couldn't be done. That couldn't be accomplished in 1 year. So the key now is to sustain that. And the challenge there is ensuring that our payers look to fund it, whether it's through taxes or other means. It has to be sustained. It can't just be one-time COVID money that they repurpose for this point in time. It has to be really something that they consciously work towards. So we have been working hard to let those payers know that more predictably about what our needs are so that they can budget and we can plan for it. So that's the evolution that we're going through right now.
Mike, you know very well that we like to end these things with what I call life hack. Right. For this session, I wonder if you have any advice for our associates, our supporters, and especially for the people, the families and the kids that we're serving and we're caring for. Any advice as we begin 2024?
Well, so I like fortune cookies. Yeah. I like Chinese food. I eat it quite a bit, probably more. I used to think it was healthy. Maybe it's not so much, but I do collect fortunes out of fortune cookies, the ones that resonate to me, and I have them in my drawer. And there's one that I think is particularly relevant, interesting, and it says the pleasure of what we enjoy is lost by wanting more. And I think maybe it's a different way of stop and smell the roses, but I think it's important because we talked about some of the achievements that we have. And sometimes you get lost in trying to get the next thing instead of just appreciating, you know, hey, we did some good things here and we made some inroads. And I want to enjoy that moment. And I want the people at Kids Peace to enjoy that, to reflect on what we did in 2024, Doesn't mean you shouldn't be looking to the future. We always need to, but the pleasure of what we enjoy can be lost by wanting more. So think about that and enjoy the moment. And thank you for letting us achieve the results that we have, whether that's our associates, the clients that entrust themselves to our care, our donors, or the many other stakeholders that we have. I'm hoping for a very, very good 2024.
And we are hoping with that as well, I think. Mike, thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Bob.
I want to thank Mike Slack for joining us here on our podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us as well. And we hope as you look at 2024, you'll join us again for many more Conversations with Kids Peace. Until then, take care.